According to a recent study, today's teenagers could become hearing impaired before they grow up. The study, which was carried out in Brazil, warns that more and more teenagers suffer from tinnitus, often a symptom of hearing loss, because they use earbuds to listen to music for long periods every day and spend a lot of time in very noisy places like nightclubs, discos, and rock concerts. The researchers observed that most of the teenagers who took part in the study reported bad listening habits, and those who reported they showed signs of tinnitus were less tolerant of loud sounds. Tinnitus is the word used for sounds we hear that have no external source. Many patients describe it as a ringing in the ears, others as a whistling, buzzing, chirping, or hissing. Tanit Sanchez, professor of otolaryngology at the University of São Paulo's medical school, explains, "We found very many cases of tinnitus among adolescents, and this should be seen as a warning that youngsters run a serious risk of hearing loss. If the teen generation continue to expose themselves to very high noise levels, they'll probably suffer from hearing loss by the time they're 30 or 40. The researchers examined the ears of 170 students between 11 and 17 years old. They also asked the teenagers to complete a questionnaire asking whether they had experienced tinnitus in the previous 12 months, and if so, how loud, for how long, and how often. Over half, that is 54.7%, reported an experience of tinnitus. "This is alarming," Sanchez said. "We had thought that tinnitus was a problem of older people, but we're seeing it becoming more and more frequent in younger people, including children and teenagers, because of their increasing exposure to high levels of noise, among others. We found that adolescents suffer from tinnitus very often, but they don't worry about it and don't complain to parents or teachers. As a result, they do not see a doctor or hearing specialist, and the problem can become chronic." Of the 93 students in the study who reported tinnitus, 51, that is, almost 55%, said they had first noticed it after listening to loud music. If the ears of teenagers with tinnitus are more sensitive to high levels of sound than those without, it's natural they will suffer from hearing loss sooner. Tinnitus is an early sign of this problem and appears well before any real hearing loss, Sanchez said. Tinnitus is caused by temporary or long-term damage to hair cells in the inner ear, the so-called cochlea. When they are stimulated by very loud noise, such as explosions, fireworks, live pop music, or music listened to through earbuds with the sound turned up, the hair cells are overloaded and can be damaged. Other regions of the inner ear must then work harder and faster to compensate for this damage, and this gives rise to tinnitus, Sanchez explained. If these teenagers continue to use earbuds frequently and are exposed to very noisy environments until age 20 or 25, for example, the damage already done will progress, and they may become deaf while still relatively young, according to Sanchez.